Good morning and welcome to the KUTX Sunday Mix. I'm Jody Denberg. Today's program is devoted to the Beatles on this, the 50th anniversary of the Fab Four playing the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time. And my co-host this morning is a man who's no stranger to fans of the Austin Airwaves. He's a veteran of the Austin Airwaves, but since I believe 1999 or so, has been a news anchor at the NPR affiliate in Houston, Texas, KUHF. My co-host and co-curator this morning for our Beatles 50th anniversary celebration is Ed Mayberry. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's going to be fun.
I am so excited. And I guess people are wondering, what was that orchestral piece that just happened? It's called A Beginning, and it first showed up on the Beatles Anthology 3, but it was supposed to be on the White Album?
Yeah, it was like actually a leftover. George Martin gets the writing credits here. When Ringo was doing Good Night and they were orchestrating, you know, that song, they had some time left over, apparently, because he used that same group of musicians to record what we just heard.
You know, the first two Beatles anthologies began with quote-unquote new Beatles songs.
Yeah.
They didn't have one for the third anthology, so they started with that. And that's how we started our Beatles 50th celebration, which will last until one today. Lots of great early period Beatles music, but as the morning progresses and we move into the afternoon, we'll move into the later period as well. Ed, I wanted to just give people a little background about you. You were on the airwaves in Austin during what time frame?
71 to 99, yeah, in that time period.
And most of that time spent at KLBJ-FM?
Yeah, a little at KGSR, a little at the old K98, which now we're on the frequency here, 98.9. KTXZ, if you remember K-Texas, mm-hmm. was there for a while with Fred Cantu and others. Mostly KLBJ.
And so now in your role in Houston at KUHF, the NPR station, you're a news anchor.
Yes, news anchoring, some reporting, sometimes going out on the field, but not so much these days.
Yeah. God, when you got there is when that Enron scandal was in full flight. Did you just get thrown into the frying pan?
I did, yeah. Enron and between Enron and tornadoes, you know, not tornadoes, hurricanes, it was pretty busy season there for a few years. In Houston. And I miss Austin a lot. You know, it's wonderful coming back here. I have a lot of family here, and it's great seeing them. It's a little shock every time I come back to the city to see how the city's grown and traffic's more snarled. But here we are across from the Jack in the Box, these beautiful studios. I worked there for about 9 months.
Oh, really? Well, this really is full circle then.
Yes, it is.
So we're here to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, which was 1964, but there was Beatles before then, and we all have our stories about how we first became Beatles fans. You and I are lifelong fans. Your first exposure to the Beatles preceded the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, I'm a military brat, so my dad, our family was stationed in High Wycombe, which is just west of London, about 36 miles west of London from 60 to 63. Beatlemania had started in the last part of that, you know, period. I can tell you this story. I was, and this is how I sort of set the time period. I was in the bathtub. I was in about fifth grade here, and there was a little vent on the side of our bathtub, of our bathroom, that led to a walkway where people were coming and going from work each day, you know, to bus, kind of a path, and people would go to the bus stops. I would hear girls out there singing From Me to You, which is the third Beatles single, which should have been early 63. So,
yeah, so this is like your 51st or 52nd anniversary of the Beatles. And I will say the first time I heard Ed Mayberry was when John Lennon died in 1980. I heard you on KLBJ-FM. You were part of the staff covering that. Well, then, instead of starting in 1964 in the Ed Sullivan Show, we should go back before then.
That would be great. Earlier stuff.
Yeah. And I wanted to start with this song called Cry for a Shadow, which is an instrumental. The title is a tip of the hat to Hank Marvin and the Shadows. But this song has a special place for Beatle fans because it's the only song co-written by...
Harrison and Lennon. Yeah, it's the only one you're going to find with those two names.
Let's start there.
Here we go.
The Beatles, Cry for a Shadow. KUTX Sunday Mix.
Thank you. We were in Paris one time playing the Olympia in Paris, when back at the hotel, a telegram came through from Capitol Records of America to Brian. And he came running in the room. He said, "You're number one in America." Well, I can't describe the feeling. We all tried to jump on Big Mal's back.
It was a great feeling because we were booked to go there directly after the Paris trip, so it was handy to have a number one.
As the plane flew over New York, I really felt like some, you know, sci-fi movie had gone down and a big octopus grabbed the plane and was dragging us down to New York. I mean, it was all just so exciting. This was America, you know. Things we'd dreamt about and heard about and all the music we loved had come out of. My Bonnie.
We changed everybody's hairstyles, but something influenced us, whatever's in the air, to do it, you know? And pinpointing who did what first, you know, doesn't really work. We were part of whatever the 60s was, and we were like the ones that were chosen to represent whatever was going on the street. It was happening itself, you know? It could have been somebody else, but it wasn't. It was us and the Stones and people like that. And here we all are, you know, and we all went through it together.
For goodness sake, I got the hippie shade. I got a shade. Woo! The hippie shade. Woo! I can't keep still with the hippie shade. I give my fill with the hippie shade. Hippie.
Hearing all that talk in the studio. The Beatles are the subject of today's KUTX Sunday Mix on this, the 50th anniversary of them playing the Ed Sullivan Show. They actually landed in America for the first time on February 7th, 1964. I'm Jody Denberg, joined by Ed Mayberry, and we thought we'd get started pre-1964. And actually, we started with an instrumental that was, I don't know, what, 62?
61. Yeah.
And that was Cry for a Shadow.
Yes, it was part of a session they did for backing Tony Sheridan, an English singer who played in Hamburg as they did. And Bert Kempfert, the orchestra leader, saw them and said, can you back Tony for some recordings? And they recorded four or five songs, including the chance to do, an original instrumental like this. And I think there was a John Lennon vocal too, Ain't She Sweet, that they were able to get down on tape, as well as Tony's stuff.
And it's amazing because rightfully people are focused on this 50th anniversary of the Beatles in America. But before they got to America, their experiences not only in England, but especially in Hamburg, were so formative and really so contributed to what the Beatles became and the period that John Lennon really thought they were the most authentic. And as you said, that Cry for a Shadow song dates back to that range period with Tony Sheridan. And then we heard the Beatles with Tony Sheridan. Wasn't that the first single the Beatles were on, My Bonnie?
It was, and it's the legendary single that this guy walked into Brian Epstein's record shop and asked, do you have My Bonnie by the Beatles? Not by Tony Sheridan, but do you have it by the Beatles? Supposedly that, got Brian's attention to go check him out at the Cavern.
And I haven't read the new historical doc, I want to say it's more than a book.
Encyclopedia
by Mark Lewis and the Beatles historian, as to whether that story about the gentleman Raymond Jones is apocryphal, or if anyone, Mark Lewison would have tracked him down or his family to find out if he existed. But
or he would have written a couple of books by now.
But the story's great. And yeah, so we heard Cry for a Shadow. We heard My Bonnie, which was flipped with When the Saints Go Marching In, another collaboration with Tony Sheridan from Hamburg, Germany. Then from the BBC recordings, we had Hippie Hippie Shake. That's not a Beatles original.
Not at all. It's by somebody from the Merseyside, though, the Swinging Blue Jeans. And the writer is a guy named Chad Romero. I'm not sure if he's a member of the group or if it's some song they picked up on and popularized. Paul actually played it with his current new band at a Liverpool appearance a few years ago.
One of those one-offs?
Just open the show,
Wow. Because Paul keeps to a pretty rigid playlist when he's on the road, so he does special songs for special cities. To see him do Hippie Hippie Shake in Liverpool, that would have been a mind blower. We played you that song from Live at the BBC, And the version of From Me to You we just heard, that's not the one I'm used to hearing.
No, it's an alternate, and it's kind of a funny mix. It's actually a throwback, if you think about it, to the old original Beatle mixes of music on the left channel, or whichever, if you're plugged in wrong, the right channel, vocals on the other side. Musicians used to love that, though, because they could isolate the vocals or the guitar parts and, you know, learn the bits.
And speaking of bits, we'll be dropping in some bits of the Beatles talking and we can't identify every single one. They come from so many different sources, but I think you'll get the gist. And we left off with From Me to You. We're going to actually pick it up in 1964 in a little bit by playing every song the Beatles played on their Ed Sullivan appearances. Not necessarily those particular recordings, but we've got the playlist.
We have more Beatles CDs and rarities than should be allowed.
Okay, but we should stick in the pre-1964 era for a bit. And we'll play one from With the Beatles. I guess this is the Beatles' second album, With the Beatles?
Yes, second British album. And, of course, everyone's heard the stories, and especially with the release of the American CDs, how Capitol sort of reconfigured all the song lists and, you know, squeezed out six albums for every two British albums. But, yeah, it's the second British.
And, hey, let's give the drummer some on the KUTX Sunday Mix.
I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. I want to be your man. I want to be your man. I want to be your man. I want to be your man.
My second year in hospital that I had tuberculosis, and in those days they used to put you in what we like to call a greenhouse in the country, in the countryside, and thank God someone had invented streptomycin, and you just sat around for a year getting well. And so to keep you entertained, like once a week they'd have like lessons, could be knitting, could be modeling, could be anything, and occasionally it was music, and they'd bring in tambourines, triangles, and little drums, and the teacher would have a big sheet, a big card. So if she pointed to the yellow dot, you hit the drum, and if she pointed to the green dot, you hit the triangle or whatever. You know, it's very, very primitive. But anyway, from that moment, I wouldn't play in the band unless I had a drum. And, you know, they just became the love of my life. They became the dream that I one day would have my own set, which happened. And then the other dream was that I would play with other musicians, which came true. And it's still going on.
Just trying to get a message to you. Wow! Let me tell you. friend George Harrison, and he's come round here to tell me all about rock and roll.
Evening all.
So come on, George, what about it? When you first started, okay. Who did you like and what were we going to play?
It was one of the biggest things in my life for rock and roll was riding along on my bicycle, probably 57 or something like that. I was 14 or thereabouts, and I heard Heartbreak Hotel coming out of somebody's house on the radio, and it's just like, it was one of them things I'll never forget. It changed the course of my life, Joseph.
You was so, in a skiffle group till then, I suppose.
Yes, you probably were. Yeah. But what a sound, what
that
a record.
That stopped it for all of us, though,
it did.
That?
But yeah. We don't really have to play that record. We could play, like...
The doodah.
Do you want to know a secret? Track 2, take 8.
Make it
well,
valley.
We're not doing the first verse.
Should we just do it on the second verse, like we said?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's okay.
Should we just do it on the second verse, like we said?
Second and last.
Okay, so we wait.
You just do that.
You don't say
anything.
Well,
we keep it.
That's all.
When you just tap.
None of them are here, just do-da-do.
Oh, yes, track 2, take 8.
Hello?
What's it?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? You promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer.
Do-da-do.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Do-da-do.
Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you.
Ooh.
I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you.
It won't be long, yeah.
From their second United States record, The Fab Four, on KUTX, The Sunday Mix. And this is Jody Denberg with Ed Mayberry. We've got 3 hours of Beatles for you today, celebrating their 50th anniversary on The Ed Sullivan Show. But we've started with things pre-1964. And Ed, in that set, we started with a Ringo vocal, a rarity, I Want to Be Your Man.
That's a great song, and actually originally intended for the Rolling Stones.
Now, is that the story where the Beatles went down to see a Stones show and Mick and Keith asked them if they had any songs?
I've heard that version. I've also heard that they were at a Stones recording session and, John and Paul attending and Mick saying, hey, you got any songs? Because they were quite a songwriting duo and had been writing songs for other Merseyside groups up to that point.
So one of the first Rolling Stones songs was a Lennon-McCartney composition.
It was.
And when the Stones went out to start their 50th anniversary tour, the first few shows they were playing I Want to Be Your Man right out of the box.
I'd love to have heard that.
We also heard Live at the BBC 2, which has just been released over the last 6 months, the second compilation of recordings from the British Broadcasting Company. The Beatles doing Chuck Berry's I'm Talking About You. What I love about the BBC sessions is that you have these songs that the Beatles were doing as covers on the radio shows that never turned up on their albums.
Yeah, things they were doing in Hamburg, and you know, to fill an 8-hour set, you had to do a lot of covers, and Chuck Berry is one of the masters, and they certainly mined his catalog.
We heard George Harrison talking with British musician Joe Brown, who's also a DJ there, and George was talking about his tastes in rock and roll. And Joe Brown, what a delight he was at the concert for George.
Yeah.
And then we heard a rare Ringo vocal, and at that point, a rare George vocal. George's Do You Want to Know a Secret? Actually, not a George song, right?
A Lennon-McCartney song, and, you know, hey, George, you can do the vocal on this one kind of thing.
That was an alternate take of that. One of my favorites from the second Beatles album was heard. The second Beatles album was with the Beatles in America, and we heard It Won't Be Long. I love the call and response on that. And Hold Me Tight, an alternate version of that, was played as well.
We're going to try to play quite a few alternate versions, whether they're earlier takes or they're radio versions, some live versions, you know, mix it up a bit. You may have noticed, even though we are playing pre-Ed Sullivan stuff, we really haven't covered the 5 singles that they had put out in Britain up to the point that came to the United States, because we're saving those songs for some of the Sullivan appearance material we're going to play in a few minutes.
And actually, we have the set lists from all the Ed Sullivan performances, so we're going to play versions of every song that the Beatles played on Ed Sullivan 50 years ago. Tonight was their first appearance, and we're going to do that in just a moment.
Support comes from ABC Home and Commercial Services, providing skilled painters for touch-ups or full-fledged repainting of the home, with assurance that all ABC specialists are thoroughly background screened. ABCHomeandCommercial.com.
Support comes from Ballet Austin, presenting The Glass Project, featuring the music of contemporary composer Philip Glass, this Valentine's Day weekend, February 14th to the 16th at the Long Center. Tickets at BalletAustin.org.
You're listening to the KUTX Sunday Mix.
Support comes from Chem-Free Organic Pest and Lawn, with trained inspectors to develop urban wildlife control plans to live trap raccoons, squirrels, and opossums while staying in harmony with nature. More at chemfreepestandlawn.com.
Join KUTX Saturday, February 15th for the second annual Map Jam Festival. 8 bands playing everything from bluegrass to hip-hop and punk to afrobeat will perform at 5 different venues. See the Carper Family, Hardproof, and more. Shows are free and open to all ages. That's Saturday, February 15th, noon to midnight. Find out more at kutx.org/mapjam. Support for Map Jam comes from Rock and Roll Rentals, the City of Austin Music Division, and Straight Music Company.
Support comes from Senor Buddies, tacos, coffee, domestic and imported beers, and over 100 international wines. 8600 Highway 290 West at Circle Drive. Senor Buddies, where everybody is somebody.
The KUTX Sunday Mix, the Beatles' 50th anniversary being celebrated this morning. And now we move to 1964 and the Ed Sullivan Show. And Ed Mayberry is here with me, Jody Denberg. Ed, tonight, 50 years ago, the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan. It was their first appearance there, but they were on the show many times.
They were. Actually, when they were contracted to do the Ed Sullivan Show, it was for 3 performances. They did 2 live ones, but the afternoon of the first live broadcast, they taped what would be on the 3rd weekend. You know, they were back in England by the time they ran. In fact, one of the people in the audience of that taping was Kathy Cronkite from here in Austin, who sent us a nice little message.
Well, you know, the thing about Kathy Cronkite is that was the hottest ticket in the world.
Yeah.
And if anyone could get into a CBS taping, it would be the daughters of Walter Cronkite. And indeed, CBS anchor Walter Cronkite scored tickets for both his teenage daughters, Nancy and Kathy. And in a statement that I found online, Kathy Cronkite said, "The Beatles were already huge and huge to me, monumental. The idea of seeing them in person was like going to another planet. And when we got there, we were screaming our heads off so we couldn't hear the music. Then afterwards, we got to meet them." Wow. And there's a picture online of Kathy Cronkite there with the Beatles. They were very nice. They put their arms around us for a picture, which was really fabulous. Ringo and I happened to be standing next to each other, and he was my Beatle. So that was especially exciting. Kathy Cronkite still lives in Austin these days, by the way, and was a radio colleague of ours.
Yes,
over the
talk
years.
Show host. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is play every title that the Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan Show, but they played some more than once, right?
Just like any band that's doing a promotional tour, you know, they're going to put their best songs, their newest single forward. So some of the songs are repeated. So we're not going to play three or four versions of I Want to Hold Your Hand or She Loves You, but we're going to hit all the titles as they appeared over the 3 weeks.
Happy 50th birthday, Fab Four.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! The Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always do. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send you. All my loving, darling.
Millions of kids at the airport, which nobody expected. And we heard about it mid-air, as I recall, you know, because there were journalists on the plane, and you know, the pilot can ring ahead. And he said, oh, you know, tell the boys there's a big crowd waiting for them there. So we went, wow, God, you know, this is, wow, we really made it.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful tell me in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. I never heard it singing, no, I never heard it at all, till there was you, till there was you.
Ringo, we're here today in Manhattan. What are some of the specific memories that come to your mind when you visit New York City?
Well, always our first trip here, which was so incredible, you know, landing in at the airport in New York. Before we left, we were all a bit nervous because we knew that, you know, in England and Europe, we were really well known. And we landed in New York, and it was just the same. And the record had got to number one, and all the excitement of it all, and the kids hanging out everywhere. And, you know, for any musician, any band, America's the place. And it was great. So I just remember all the excitement was so great. She loves you, yeah, yeah. Well, should I say who that was? I think everyone knows. The Beatles with She Loves You. Ed, to me, that song, that sums it all up. That's the Ed Sullivan Show. That's the energy. And that's the version that the Beatles released.
It is. And it's only available in mono, the studio version, because at the time, EMI was thinking, well, we need to use this tape over again. They erased a lot of stuff that I'm sure they're kicking themselves for since then. So there's no remix possible. It's just what you heard.
And in this set, we are playing songs that the Beatles played on Ed Sullivan. We're going to play every title that they played on Ed Sullivan during their, did you say, what was it, three or four shows they appeared on?
Well, three initially, and then there was a fourth a year and a half later. But yeah, this is from the first live show. So we're doing it sort of sequentially, you know, chronologically there.
And we started with the Ed Sullivan recording of All My Loving. We heard Till There Was You, Paul doing a song from the play The Music Man. And it was that middle-of-the-road take that Paul would bring to things that allowed the parents watching the Ed Sullivan show to go, okay, I relate to this a bit. I know that song from the Broadway play or the film and whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul was always that entree for folks that didn't rock.
Well, he was the cute one the mom and dad could not feel threatened by, maybe. That song, actually, you know, that's probably the genius of Brian Epstein a little bit. I know as things progressed, they resented being told what the set list should be, but he did offer suggestions as well as put on the suits and ties, you know.
But I think that was probably Paul's choice to play that song. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, he liked, I think they played that in Hamburg even. He liked the middle of the road stuff.
There are many versions from Hamburg and from BBC and from, I mean, it was a regular part of their set list.
And in all the tours that Paul McCartney has done since the Beatles broke up in 2005 was the one time that he put Till There Was You into the set
that
list.
That was great.
It was a nice addition. So we started this segment of songs the Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan Show with All My Loving from the anthology, The Ed Sullivan Appearance, Till There Was You from the BBC, Volume 2, and There Was She Loves You, which was now compiled on the Past Masters compilation of songs that weren't on the original UK records. There's She Loves You. We almost played Sie Liebt Dich. And there's also Come Give Me Deiner Hand. So what's the deal on that? They recorded German versions
yeah.
of their hits?
When they were in Paris for 3 weeks doing a residency just before coming over to the United States, one of the things they did was go into a Paris recording studio with the instrumental tracks of I Want to Hold Your Hand, which was recorded on 4-track. It's I think EMI had gotten wise to the idea that we shouldn't erase the original stuff anymore. They were able to do the hand claps and the vocals in German of that song, and they re-recorded She Loves You with instruments.
Wait,
with
we gotta German just version. Hear a little bit okay. of them singing in German.
I had read somewhere that they didn't need much, you know, coaching from a you know, an expert there on language when they were recording it, because they had lived and worked in Germany for so many months. Not a problem.
So we got Sie Liebt Dich and we got Come Give Me Deiner Hand.
You know, those first three songs, by the way, All My Lovin', Till There Was You, She Loves You, those were the first three live shows. The actual first show a Beatles sang on American soil, I guess you could say, would be Twist and Shout, which we'll hear later on from the taping that afternoon. It played back on the third week. We're getting confused on time here, but those were the first three songs. Then America saw, you know, Mitzi Gaynor, George Brown, Frank Gorshin, and a few other acts in between. And then the Beatles came back for a second set in the first live show.
And they played this song.
Wait a minute before you start this.
Okay.
You heard this live, didn't you, from John Lennon?
I saw her standing there?
Yes.
I saw it. In 1974, John Lennon's last public concert appearance, he got on stage with Elton John at Madison Square Garden in New York City, and I grew up there. It was Thanksgiving night, and they did Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, the first time a Beatle had ever played anything from Sgt. Pepper's Live. And then John said, I'd like to do a song of an old estranged fiancé of mine, old Paul. We just about know it. And he took the lead vocal on I Saw Her Standing There, which is traditionally a Paul song. So, yes. Thank you.
Was that like, the atmosphere of him stepping on stage?
We heard rumors that he might be there, but it was a two-night stand, and everyone thought it would be the second night, and then it was Thanksgiving night, and he came out. The Madison Square Garden literally shook. I mean, I felt it shake. My seats weren't that good, but I just ran down to the front as far as I could get, and there was so much mania that no one stopped me. So I got fairly close, and it was just so exciting to see John up there, and he looked really happy. And then to see him singing a song that Paul always sang,
yeah.
you know, it was so magical. But we got to play the Paul vocal on that. And this is a BBC recording. This is the KETX Sunday Mix. Happy 50th, Fabs.
Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond your bed. How could I dance with another? Oh, since I saw
John and Yoko, it is more than wonderful to be able to talk to you after a very, very long time. We've been reminiscing just before the tape started rolling.
Right.
And John, you've been talking about Saturday Club, so the memory is still working.
Oh, the memory is very, very good. It gets better when you get older, actually. It gets more clear.
You remember those glorious
Bernie days. Andrews, and I was just saying, I heard some of the tracks. Somebody must have pirated them, Bernie, in America, you know. I've heard Saturday Club. We did a lot of tracks that were never recorded on record for Saturday Club. A lot of stuff we'd been doing at the Cabin or Hamburg and that. So there's some good stuff then. They were well recorded too. Did Three you, Cool Cats, I think we did.
Did you? You've still got them in your collection?
I think I picked up a pirate record of it. But I'm not sure because I buy all the pirate records and file them away. I don't play them, you know, keep them.
So they're all in mint condition?
Yeah. Stuff from Sweden and things like that where there was good live shows done.
There. Sounds like a really big crowd. Actually, the Beatles were playing in the BBC radio studios, and this is the KUTX Sunday Mix, and those were two songs that the Beatles played 50 years ago on the Ed Sullivan Show. And actually, in America, that was the single. I Want to Hold Your Hand was the A side. I Saw Her Standing There, the B side. We heard both titles, but we heard them recorded at the BBC radio. And we heard a bit of Andy Peebles from the BBC talking to John Lennon a week before John passed away about the BBC. Ed Mabry, it sounds like John had really fond memories of these BBC recordings.
He does. And he also talked in another segment you've got somewhere, maybe we'll play later. He used to like to listen to the BBC World Service when Yoko would send him around the world by himself. You know, John, you need to go east for 5,000 miles and get it together, whatever. And he would listen to it. And he'd say things like, you know, England doesn't know what a treasure it has with the BBC and reaching the world, you know, with the World Service. So, yeah, a major BBC fan.
And it's amazing. It took 25 years almost after the Beatles broke up for any of those Beatles BBC recordings to legitimately see the light of day. But I had a bootleg box with about 14 discs of BBC recordings. So although now in 2014, there's been four legitimate discs worth of BBC material released. There's still tons more. And didn't they just, on the internet, release a bunch of the stuff that wasn't on volume one or two?
That's right. At least a couple of discs worth. If you burn them onto disc yourself, it's essentially a double CD. There were a lot of alternate takes of the first album, Please Please Me, in Britain, of some of the songs, but then the rest of it was more BBC stuff, and pretty nice BBC stuff, as John says, well recorded.
And I think they just put those out on the internet because there's some 50-year deal where the publishing expires,
yeah,
or
royalties,
something
like that. And there may be more coming. They say sometime this year there may be another group of them, so that songs from 64 don't fall out of copyright, whatever the European copyright rules are.
You're listening to the KUTX Sunday Mix. We're with you until 1. We'll be beatling until 1. We've got more songs that were played on the Ed Sullivan Show for you in just a moment. We'll take a brief intermission and pick it back up.
Support comes from Cafe Malta, a neighborhood bistro at William Cannon and Brody. Mediterranean-inspired cuisine with ingredients from Texas farms, ranches, and vineyards. Open 7 days a week for lunch, brunch, and dinner. CafeMaltaAustin.com.
This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD 2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org, community-supported public radio from UT Austin.
Support comes from Lawyer Referral Service of Central Texas, providing legal information and referrals to screened and qualified lawyers, as well as referrals to community resources, serving Austin for over 45 years. More at 512-472-8303 or austinlrs.org.
Support comes from Vino Vino, serving fine wine, spirits, and eclectic cuisine since 2006. Vino Vino on Guadalupe between 41st and 42nd.
Support comes from Mercedes-Benz of Austin, proud partner of Austin Children's Shelter and featuring the 2014 E-Class luxury sedan. Inventory at MercedesBenzOfAustin.com.